Number 16 of the 48 Memches Kinyon HaTorah. We're using the negative positive to try and understand how to apply business principles to our life, right? If you run your life like a business, so you're likely to run it more, a couple of things we've said, you're likely to run it more efficiently, you'll do proper cheshbon. You run your life like a business, everyone understands how you run a business, so run your life like a business. Yeah, and a business wants to make profit, not a business wants to go bankrupt. So we end up Kufpei Aleph up to the section dealing with Bekaris Eichut. Quality control. Yeah, you heard of that in businesses, manufacturing businesses have quality control. You buy a pair of socks, yeah, it's got a number 5 stuck on it. You ever seen that? Number 5 inspector checked your socks. You know, that's quality control. The manufacturer makes a run of goods that arrives at the store. The buttons all better be straight, right? So how does that apply to us? So that's what we're going to be learning today, Mitzvah. Asakim gedolim simchim amareches bakaret echut. Big businesses rely on a system of quality control. Devyene shemechonit achat yoredet mikav hayatzir b'ne'emas manor chalka. One of the cars came off the production line with Mikava Yatsir, it came off the production line. B'naimas Manoa Chalka. What did he say? What's a mikratat?
Sounds like it's doing something.
Spluttering along, making a noise, whatever. Yeah. This thing came off the production line with a faulty engine. The guy buys it in the store and he drives it and it's going clonk, 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 right? You know, there's smoke coming out of the exhaust or whatever, right? Et hakoneh lo manyen mi haya achray al hakav baoto yom. The guy who bought the car doesn't care that it was a Yankele was in charge of quality control that day on the conveyor belt, right? That's not what he's concerned about. Im yesh bayot betotzah ha'esek yafsid natchi shivuk. If there's a problem with the car that went up there, the whole company suffers. General Motors gets a bad name, right? General Motors has to recall all its 1927 clutches. Yeah, because it was a fault. No one says, hold on a second, what do you want from us? It was Yankel was in charge, you know? It was number 5 was checking the socks and the holes are his fault. No. The whole business looks stupid, yeah? You understand the picture? You don't blame the little guy that's getting paid 8 cents an hour doing quality control. Toyota's cars get a bad name. Get it? Oh. How does this apply to us? B'chaim anachnu nitkalim ve'itkarim tiedas u'metechim. In life, you go through life, you trip up in different problems. You know, you have this problem, you have this mistake, and you have this what's the word? How do you translate it? Metachim. Metach.
Anxiety, stresses.
Anoshim shechaim tamid betnudot azut shel matzav ruach, mitzim shekashen lehem har beyoyz lagish matarot or lishmo al yachasim tekinim. People that walk around all their lives they walk around very intense, very serious, very anxious, whatever, yeah? Find it very difficult to achieve their goals and to maintain healthy relationships. Yimachavrusas, over mishpacha. Have a hard time getting along with people, yeah? Because they're heavy. Shumar yetzivut rikshit.
אל תניח למצב הרוח שלך לשנות תדר בכל פעם שבו אתה נתקל בבעיה. First, has to guard very carefully on his emotional levels. And emotionally outbursting the whole day, yeah? And don't allow your matzav ruach to keep changing. You know, these emotional swings that people have, yeah? Every time something happens, you get this emotional swing, yeah? You bounce around all over the place, right? So, either shah ta kamba bok, yeah? Lefamim b'sheva, lefamim b'shmona, lefamim b'teisha, depends, we'll see how I feel. Or something up in the morning. You know, depends, I'll see how I feel tomorrow, you know, 7 days, you know. Hey, chlas b'chasei yom kavua. You've got to have a yom kavua. You've got to have an ordered, structured day. Kedei shelo timtzet atzmecha yom echad kofes me'amita, v'ratz lil moed. One day you jump out of bed and you run to daven, right? U'lahachim l'macharek m'mestate bein asdenim. And tomorrow you kind of somehow can't break the glue that glued you to the sheets. Finally, get up and you rush. The next day you come early. The next day you come back. We all know we've got chavrusas. One day he comes, one day doesn't come, one day doesn't come. Make sure you're not that chavrusa. Make sure you're the guy sitting at the stand and getting irritated because your chavrusa doesn't come. Don't be the chavrusa who doesn't come. It's a matter of order. You age a factory. Don't say, okay, so what time are we making cars today? We'll see, whatever, you know, we'll play the chef special, then whatever, we'll get around to switching on the conveyor belt. That's not how it works. Anshe asakim matzlichim bekach shehim mesirim me'aderech mikshulim ketanim. Successful businessmen will tell you that the way they succeed in business, if they succeed, is they remove small obstacles out of their way. Im lemankal yesh ka'ev rosh, or af satum, nirochash hu isha b'mita. The CEO of Chase Manhattan Bank's got a headache. You think he stays in bed? He's got a little blocked nose. You think he stays in bed? Or Shigetzeli Shivat Hanala, but Kolofon. He goes to the management meeting anyway. Yeah? But a board meeting, board of governors meeting. You think he comes in, he's got a headache or not? Of course he does. When was the last time we went to the college to buy milk and it was closed? Because the owner had a cold. Did that ever happen in the world? In a local hardware store? You ever go to a local hardware store and the old kid's not there because he's got a bit of sniffles? No, it doesn't happen. Why not? Kachal gam b'avodas Hashem. So it's in avodas Hashem. Kol rega hu hizdamnut bilti chozeret letzmicha lemitsui hizdamniut la'gdolas eichut ha'chaim shelcha. You've got to go keep looking and checking, trying to find ways of raising the quality of your life. Upgrading your life. There's no bank today still using a 386 computer, yeah? You know, those green and black screens, you know, those little things like this. Yeah, when was the last time I went to the bank and the guy's sitting there using one of those, you know? Why not? Because they upgraded. Quality control. Get better quality computers. Why? Same to their lives. Kashe lecha lekum b'boker. Okay, so it's hard to get up in the morning, right? Can you accept that? No, I can get up in the morning. Today I had a bit of a bad day. Tomorrow you'll see, I'm up like a lion. Or can you admit to yourself, hey, I have a hard time getting up in the morning? That's step number one. Admit the truth. Get real. If you have a hard time getting up in the morning, have a hard time getting up in the morning. Okay, fine. Is that good or bad? I don't know. That's what it is. Right? Now, what's the next step? Beat yourself up. No. משויך את עצמך בכל הכוח ועבור את המשוחות. Pull yourself as much as you can in order to get out of bed. הפיל מערכת בקרת איכות על החיים שלך. Sit down and do a quality check. ודאי שכל דבר שאתה עושה בחייך לא ייפול מסטנדרט של כישריך ומטרותך. Whatever you do with your life, have a look and see what you should be achieving. What are my standards? Now, some people make very cheap watches. You buy them by the kilo, yeah? Some people make watches where, you know, they only make 3 a year. You know, so what kind of quality are you looking for? You're looking for the mass-produced 2-shekel shop? You know, or are you looking to produce Rolls Royces? Well, what kind of car are you trying to make? Every factory. So what kind of factory do you want to, what kind of goods do you want to produce? So have a look. On the day that I get up in the morning on time and I go to daven and I daven properly or whatever, what's the quality of my day look like? on a day when I kind of, you know, sort of hang around until 10 o'clock in bed and I get up and I sort of like half dubbing on my, you know, whatever, what does the quality of my day look like? No, so everybody knows, right? So get into quality control. When are you producing the best kind of cars? When you get up in the morning and when you don't? The Fanech and Rishima Ketzaru shall tochnot hachrichiot la'atzlacha. Yeah, it's a short list. It's quite a long list, actually. Quite a short list, according to him, anyway, of the things that are imperative if you want to be matzliach. You're going to need some translation tools here. I don't know. Tekifot.
He's giving us a list?
Yeah, it's a list. Yeah, it's a short list. A few examples of the things you need in order to be Masriya Chilaf. Tekifot. Takifot. Tokfa. Tokfa, yeah. To be strong, yeah, that's how I understood it. Tokfa koyim. Grab hold of, yeah. Get a good grip on it. Ikviut.
Consistency.
Very good. Nechishut, I don't know what that is. How that can help.
Cleanliness? I don't know, this word was used a lot when they talked about the Kirkush Kathir's evacuation. They said that the army would use Nechishut or something. I don't know, it's like a, I think like something that's sensitive. I don't know.
Why?
Nachish, maybe like, it's like
from chushot, from sensitivity, from.
I think it's something like be aware, awareness.
Yeah. Oh, awareness. Ah, maybe that's what it is. Nachishot.
I think.
Okay. Yeilut, yailut. From Rosh Hashanah.
Beneficial.
Yeilut.
The word mo'il, yeil.
What's
that? Beneficial.
Yeah, but what's that? How does it fit in here? Tchunot. It's a tchuna you need.
Productive?
Maybe. No. I thought it meant aspiration, ambition, maybe. I thought that maybe what it meant. Dveikus b'matara. Sticking to your goals. Keeping on the ball. Kinot.
Honesty.
Ne'monas. Faithfulness. Petichut lekabalat bekorat, open to criticism. Optimiut, optimism, positive thinking. There's nothing more powerful than that. Tell yourself good things about yourself, you go like a bomb, man. Ergun, organized. Sablanut. Huh? How do you translate sablanut?
Patience.
Almost. No. Sablanut is like this. What's a sablan? He's a porter. He's a guy that carries a fridge on his back up four flights of stairs. He's got one rule and one rule only. Don't drop it. I don't care if your back's breaking, I don't care if the pay, don't drop the fridge. Get it? That's a sablan. Doesn't mean patience. Means the ability not to drop it. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
We loosely translate sublimate as patience. That's not really what it means. You can use it for patience if you want. You need patience also. But you need the ability to hold a burden and not let go. Aminut.
Loyalty.
Kovod atzmi. Self-respect. Self-dignity. Mashmat atmit.
Self-discipline,
control, chush chomor, some sense, chomor,
sense of humor.
Sense of humor. I thought I'm reading Hebrew. Okay, avoid a tzevet, being able to cooperate, to work in a group, and sobal not. Maybe that.
Sovlanu. I think that's like.
Sablanut. Sablanut. Maybe that's
being
what
I'm able to take.
Sobel. So maybe that's how I was translating sablanut. Carrying the fridge, yeah. Sobel. Holding the. So maybe that's the clown word there. Very good. He didn't put them together, interesting. I'm asking him to die. I would have put the two together, sublimate and sublimate.
What's the difference?
I don't see a big difference. They both require patience. But patience is sometimes sublimate, just being patient, being, you know, wait, it'll come. Sublimate means being able to hold the burden, to be able to tolerate
endurance?
Suffering. Endurance, maybe, yeah. Yeah, there's a difference having patience to get to the winning line, and there's a difference between having endurance to get to the winning line. They're very similar. They're very similar. This one means bearing a burden, and the other one doesn't necessarily mean bearing a burden. You can have patience without bearing a burden. If you're bearing a burden, you're going to need endurance and patience. Hashkaah le'tevach aroch, the investment for a long-term benefit. Eisik ani yochol likfur al shmarav. במוקדם או במאוחר יצוץ מתחרה עם מועצה טוב יויסה וזול יותר. The Nakuni is trying to get you is that in order to produce top quality goods, you need to spend time doing research. No business just starts producing goods. They spend a lot of time on pikuach and remechka in order to be matzliach to provide, to produce the top goods. Gam ata tzarich lashkia zman remechka v'pituach shol shitas tovot yoyte b'lumad ha-torim v'vodis Hashem. So too, you need to invest time in order to do R&D, research and development. Remechka v'pituach. Pituach is development, yeah? And mechke is research, to be choyke. On all the different shittas that are best for you in your limud haTorah and avodas Hashem. Make sense? Yeah? Businesses, before they start producing the drug companies, for example, where does all their money go? Research and development. That's the business today. Making pills is easy. It's the 20 years of R&D that went into the chemical stuff that goes into that little pill that makes it so expensive. You want more enjoyment from life? It's fine. I'm not looking for more pleasure. That doesn't make sense. General Motors. Fine. Sorry. Very difficult. I don't know. How do you say General Motors in English? יש לי עסקה מצוינת שתניב רווחים של 200 מיליון דולר בשנה זו. You go to the manager, the CEO of General Motors, and you say to him, I've got a business for you that can generate $200 million profit this year. You interested? No, תודה, אנחנו מרווחים מספיק. We're making enough. I'm not looking for more business. You ever heard of such a thing? You ever heard of a businessman, you offer him $20,000, he makes $20,000, the guy says no? The guy just sold his business for $500 million, yeah? The guy has no one has to ever work again in the whole town could live off this guy. You're gonna offer him a $20,000 deal. You think he'll say no? Never heard of such a thing. Guys who are into backs are into backs. No? You're into ruchnias. I'm coming off your new insight in Torah. No, I've already heard enough Torah today. Well, for shame, learn for far today. Yeah, you want a new insight in the pasuk? Nah, not now, I'm in a hurry, I've got to go. What do you mean? I just offered you $1 million deal. What are you saying no for? Someone who appreciates Torah, somebody who loves Torah. 6-year-old wants to tell your pasuk in Pshat, you listen. Why? Because you appreciate Torah. Same as the manager of General Motors, understands profit. You're offering a bit more profit, but he'll grab it. When a businessman has success in one of his investments in his business, הוא מתמקד יותר בתשואה רוחות הטבח כי תשואה גבוה יוצא בסת ומאות אחוזים. The longer he waits, the more invests, he knows that the revach, the profit's going to go up quantitatively, right? מאשר בזו קצרס הטבח. If he has a short-term little deal, he's not going to be able to turn as much profit. Not about dreamers, it's about businessmen. Businessmen know the longer you're in it, the more the profit is. Yeah, your day trader tops, the gambler tops, you're not talking about them, you're talking about serious businessmen, know that they're not going to make the business, they're going to start a new business, they're not making profit after 1 year. They have a long-term vision. You know what that is? That's the vision of an adult. An adult is somebody who's prepared to put off a short-term pleasure for a long-term benefit. A child puts off a long-term benefit for a short-term pleasure. In the business world, it's exactly the same. You can see. The wildcat of day traders are the children. Yeah, the guys that are making bucks out there, serious bucks, are the adults, because he has a long-term vision. Guys that put money into lending money for mortgages, those aren't children. But they make a lot of money because they have a long-term vision. He'll lend you bucks for 20 years. Yeah? He's not the guy standing outside the casino lending you bucks for one night at 12%. He'll lend you money for 20 years at 1.5%. I'll get you, don't worry. You're going to pay back double what he lent you over 20 years. Is that a good business or not? Yeah? Who are the richest guys in town? The insurance companies and the mortgage banks. Why? Long-term vision. Insurance is not a short-term deal. Life insurance. You know how much money they make at life insurance? Yeah, it's long-term business. You're going to be paying the guys from the time you're 22 to you're 97. And you're giving him money. That's a good business, yeah? Yeah, but give me money now. That's a child. Ruchnitz is exactly the same. Long-term business. Long-term business. You want to become a masmid? Yeah, overnight. No, slowly. First start being a masmid, start getting 30 minutes into half an hour. Then start getting 45 minutes into 3/4 of an hour. Roll it slowly, just a little bit faster, a little bit by little bit, step by step by step. You want to confect and suddenly become the stipler overnight? The stipler also worked very hard to become the stipler. The stipler wasn't born a stipler. Yeah? Slowly, slowly. Long-term vision. Leitim haliyut harishonit gevurt v'meshach kama shanim ha'isek ye v'griyon. Sometimes I find a company does very well in the beginning, kofetz, and a few years later it's down in the dumps. We see that in Kiruv as well. The guys that come into the yeshiva very quick and become very quick, we see what happens to them. They leave very quick. The guys that come in take a long time, it takes time to settle down, they put a lot of effort, they sit, they work, they change slowly, whatever. 20 years later, they're still around. The guys that kofetz in come and they've got tiftis on and a hat and a coat within 3 days, yeah, you know where they're headed. אבל זה כדאי. כך זה גם בעבודת השם. זו השקעה רוחות טווח, אבל כדאי לנצח. So too in business, it's כדאי, in ruchnius, so too it's כדאי to take the long path. The long, difficult investment path.
They don't say again the quote, a long-term investment and
a short-term.
No, what? They don't say the quote again, the long-term.
The quote, it's just the definition.
Right, definition. You know what you're saying?
An adult is somebody who puts off a short-term benefit for a short-term pleasure for a long-term benefit. And a child is somebody who pushes off a long-term benefit for a short-term pleasure. Instant gratification. See, that at the root of that lies everything. Do I do the surveyor and get a momentary pleasure? Or do I not do the surveyor and miss the momentary pleasure but get a long-term pleasure in Olam Haba? That's really where the whole Nekudas Sachai comes down to. Am I going to be an adult or a child? There's a real big demand on a Jew to mature, grow up. The whole of Koheles. Where's the Shulchan Aruch on how to grow up? Koheles. Koheles is the safest, the Hilchus, the Shulchan Aruch on maturity. Get mature. Look at Shlomo. It goes through the whole sugya very clearly. Amongst many other things, God forbid I'm not producing Koheles just to become an adult manual. I'm sure there's much more there. But if you go through it, you see, that's what he's doing. I hate this moment, his pleasure wasn't worth it. I tried this, and went, grow up, long term pleasure. Sof Dovah Kol Nishma. Really, what are you living for? Netzach, eternity. That's where we're headed. We're not here for the short term pleasure. It doesn't mean there's not enough pleasure in this world. Plenty of pleasure, and kosher pleasure, and pleasure you're obligated to have. The mitzvah, you're making a scene today. Your mom is a piyotzim, man. Don't bother you, doesn't bother you. Your mom is a piyotzim, you're making a scene today. You have a mitzvah, it's a sudas mitzvah, you eat meat. Mitzvah. You have pleasure. Because somebody else finished makkah, not me, I'm finished makkah. I understand the balsimcha. You got a bris, the balsimcha, you have a bar mitzvah. The bar mitzvah boy can wear a Shabbos suit. No one else can. And then I understand. No problem. He's a balsim chafan. You make a seal? I never learned in this yeshiva. Sam's going to come to the siyum. He never learned, Jay. He doesn't even know the guy making the siyum, whatever. He goes to siyum. It's a mitzvah to eat meat. So, yeah, you have pleasure in the world. No one's saying not. But be careful the short term pleasure that you're paying a long term price. That's the danger. Be a businessman. Businessmen look at long term investment, long term planning.
You need to eat the meat.